This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will make you feel good. For Christmas gifts that'll make your family and friends feel good, there's no place like Priceline. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
What are you chuckling about?
Nothing. I was just rereading, because we were about to talk about what we were texting each other this morning, and I was just rereading it and it was making me chuckle.
I mean, you got quite abusive in these texts, to be honest.
Okay, we should set up. We were trying to plan today's show.
Yes.
And we were just throwing around ideas.
Yeah, we're texting back and forward. And then can I read them that text message, the thing you did on the weekend?
No, you can't read
You sure?
That. Don't read that bit.
Okay.
Don't get me in trouble. Okay.
Okay. And I said you should talk about that on the show.
and I said we're not going to do that.
You said no.
No, you can read after that. We would try. You asked me what I got up to on the weekend.
Yes. And then you
said. And I told you what I got up to on the weekend.
Yes.
And sent you a video even of it. I was very excited and proud.
Yeah. You sent me a video of Ollie playing piano.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you a bit of pots and pans here.
It's not pots and pans. It's Ode to Joy.
I'll explain that to you later. It's fine.
What?
Nothing, mate.
Okay.
And then I wrote back underneath that, I wrote lit AF and then put a little fire emoji. And then you wrote back, please talk normally. Full stop. Is that light a fire? And I wrote back.
No, I said, or is that awesome as
F
word. Yeah. And you wrote back, mate.
Mate.
And I said, I don't understand. Then you sent me a picture of a man in shorts and on the back of his leg, he's obviously at a skate park, but he looks like a 55-year-old man. On the back of his leg, he has a tattoo that says lit. And I wrote back, you and that man in that photo are far too old to be saying lit AF. What are you, like 20? You're 32, mate. You can't say lit AF. I don't even know what it means, but you can't say it.
You don't know what lit means?
No, I actually don't know what lit means.
I mean,
it means have fun, does it?
Well, sure.
And what's the pots and pans? Why are you laughing at me saying pots and pans?
Something. You're getting sidetracked,
No,
mate.
I'm not, because you laughed. And I don't like when I don't understand.
It's all right. It's all right. What's happening? So what's happening?
You want to mock my weekend.
No, I don't want to mock your weekend.
You do.
No.
That's what you want to do.
I just think you're talking it down and we can dress it up and make it sound like the most lit weekend of all time.
No, you want to mock me and I'm happy to play along, but I want you to know I'm very proud of my weekend just because it's not your ideal weekend. I enjoyed it.
What could I possibly mock about a piano concert?
When you have kids, you'll be very proud when you watch your kid playing Beethoven on the piano.
You've taken this the wrong way.
I haven't.
Yes, you have. I think it is lit. I think it's great.
Whatever lit means.
I also do feel awkward saying that word so many times.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you what else I did on the weekend?
Yeah, but Buzz, can you trick it up and make it actually sound lit? Now they always say congratulations. Yeah, if you can give us a bit of that. Because what did you do?
So Saturday night we decided to go for a sleepover at the in-laws and Ollie and I did a puzzle.
As you're talking.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We had Harry Potter on in the background.
Oh. Okay.
Yesterday we had to take a plate to the piano thing, so we made sausage rolls.
You made sausage rolls?
From scratch. Yeah, I felt like a rock star. They're amazing. They're from Matt Preston's new book.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else? Oh, Friday night?
Yeah.
Friday night we got Uber Eats.
Oh.
I mean, mate, do you want me to go on? My weekend was lit AF.
I want to get other people involved. 131060, if you had the most unlit weekend and you want us to make it sound lit, give us a call.
During this song, can you explain what lit means? Because I'm using it a lot and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Hey, if you're feeling like your weekend wasn't that wild.
Which I'm not.
But we're still here to help because we can trick it up and make it sound amazing.
Mm.
For example,
131060, if you had an unwild weekend.
Yes. If your weekend wasn't lit, as the kids are saying.
As the kids, as a 32-year-old man opposite me keeps saying.
Yeah, boys.
Because I went to Ollie's piano concert on the weekend. It was awesome. And I don't know why you're mocking it or why you're telling me it ain't lit.
Okay, but we can make it. Look how good we can make that sound if we do something. So, Bickmore, what did you do on the weekend?
I went to Ollie's piano concert. I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. Yeah. I feel like that one suited the sausage roll making better.
Hey, David, you great man. We're going to make your non-lit weekend sound lit. David, what did you get up to?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, living the dream, mate. What did you get up to?
On Friday, my mum decided to bring the whole family over, pump Christmas carol, and decided to put the Christmas tree up.
Sounds wild, David.
What? How was that experience, David? Was it lit?
Oh, lit AF. Yeah.
Let's go to Sam from Canberra. Hey, Sam, how lit was your weekend? Oh, Sam's just dropped out.
He's trying to get the old phone to ring the dial again. Yeah.
Let's go to Steph from Sydney. Steph, how lit was your weekend?
Oh, it was really lit. On Saturday, I worked 12 hours, and on Sunday, I worked 13. It's bad and bullshit, bad. Cooking
up with a hey, Steph, is that the first time you've ever used the word lit?
Yeah, I'd say so, yep.
Yeah.
Is it the last?
Yep, probably. Yeah, probably yeah, gonna be.
You sounded as comfortable using it as I do.
Let's go to Courtney. Courtney, how lit was your weekend?
Oh, Courtney, are you there?
She will be in 7 seconds. She's got to turn her radio down.
Let's go to Xenia. What a name. Xenia, your name is lit. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty lit, I guess. I took my brother to dancing on Saturday and spent the day with my grandma. And then the next day I spent the whole day with my two grandparents playing a game called Rummy Cubs. Started from the bottom,
now we're here. Oh. See, Xenia, the thing about you and I is, see, that sounds like my perfect weekend. I love a bit of Rummy Cub. Is that what it's called?
What is Rummy Cub?
It's just like this game of numbers, really. It's nothing too interesting, I guess.
I mean, it sounds fun.
I think we just have to finish on Courtney.
Yeah, sure.
Because I think, Courtney, I mean, how was your weekend, babe? What'd you get up to?
I cleaned my carpet all weekend.
Oh.
Look at us, aren't we? You're an exciting bunch. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. A little more of the best bits. There was one member of the team who was dropping the ball a bit, you know, pressing the wrong buttons, really stressed out and anxious.
But I don't think you should be so hard on yourself because this segment is actually about Buzzhole. Now, mate.
Yes.
I think we know now. Who the team member is that got engaged, but can you talk us through it?
It was Buzz.
Oh! Yay!
And he speaks in a third person. Gotta love it.
Great work, Buzzhole. Congratulations. You. Now, you were nervous.
Oh, God, so was nervous. I ever.
Because you had a lot riding on it. You told us, but explain to the people everything you had planned.
All right, so my girlfriend is from Brisbane. She went there for a holiday for a week, and I decided that I would fly into Brisbane just for a little bit of a getaway. And in that time, on the weekend, I'd organized a dinner with a friend of mine that she was going to come to. She was being a brat all week leading into it and
That's
telling me...
That's not the word you used,
I can't use the word that I was calling her.
She didn't want to go to dinner with you, mate.
No, because she was only there for a week and she wanted to see her friends, and Saturday's a prime night.
And she thought, this guy hasn't proposed to me, so I don't know if he's even committed. Why would I bother wasting dinners on him?
Exactly.
He's just my boyfriend.
So I had to almost drag her there because she didn't want to go. Right up until the day that we were going, I said that we're going to an expensive restaurant so she would dress up nicely for the occasion. I then had to tell her we were going to just a Thai restaurant and she just wanted to wear jeans and a shirt. I did get her into a nice dress, though, and we went out to South Bank in Brisbane, and I said to her, listen, we're not going to a Thai restaurant. We actually are going to the beautiful restaurant on the water. And she's like, I can't believe you're doing this. I said, my mate's going to pay for the dinner, so we don't have to worry about the finances. And she's like, we can't have someone pay for us. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Do you think she cottoned on at that point?
Not at all. Not even a little bit. Because
I don't know why you changed it to the Thai restaurant.
because we couldn't afford to go to the expensive restaurant. So I said to her, as a compromise, we'll go to a cheaper restaurant.
Oh.
But keep your dress on.
But yeah, so the difficulty was trying to get her dressed up nice. Anyway, it's about 22 degrees in Brisbane. And
I was trying to get her dressed up nice. I needed to fix up this piece of mutton. I can't be proposing to a woman in those pants.
I just know for her, she would have wanted to be dressed up nice for this occasion. So
I reckon there's someone whose ears are burning who is regretting saying yes.
All right.
So I had the ring.
I had it in a suit jacket because my jeans are too tight to put it in my pocket. And it was like 22 degrees at night.
You wanted to look good.
Yeah, 22 degrees at night time in Brizzy. Yep. So I had to try and justify wearing a jacket. So walking along the water and I go, "You're getting a bit cold." And she's like, "No, I'm fine."
You're so bad at this too. So you did this with us. We could see it coming a mile away.
So I put this jacket on too early. So we had started to walk for another 5 minutes and I'm pissing out sweat. I'm dripping sweat and having to wipe it off. And then as I get to the area, I pull her aside and I say, "Hey, listen, there's one more confession. There is no dinner." And then I will be honest, I had a speech planned. Didn't even get close to telling my speech because I was so overwhelmed.
Did you remember to drop to a knee?
Here's the thing. So because I had the jacket and I was holding the jacket most of the night, I put the ring inside the pocket pocket has a little bit of a button. And so I didn't want the ring to fall out, so I did the button up.
Yeah.
And then when I went to drop on one knee, I've gone to pull the ring out of my pocket and I realized the button was done up. So I couldn't actually get the ring out of my pocket. So I'm standing there like in a half kind of lunge position.
Just as well you've been going to the gym.
Yeah, I know. I got my quads were looking great. And so I finally got the ring out, and before I could even, I asked her, will she marry me? And she didn't even say yes. She just picked the ring up and put it straight on her finger.
Oh, did you shed a tear?
Yeah, I cried. She cried. Oh. Then we had it.
Well, you know what? Why don't you do the speech you had prepared for her then now?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I think I'll leave it between us.
Oh, no, don't, mate. It's good radio. Bring it.
This is us. This is us.
I can't remember. I can't remember much of the night. But, mate, you've
missed out the kicker. You did something else beautiful.
Yes.
Because then what happened?
I had a limo waiting for us, and we went to her dad's house, and there had organised all her friends and family for a surprise party that none of them knew about. Like, they thought they were just coming to say hi to her because they haven't seen her in ages. So when we rocked up to her dad's house.
So were they dressed down in their jeans as well? Did that piss you off?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Wasn't going to say anything. So we got there and then she walked in and all her best friends and all her family were there.
Oh,
and so we had like an impromptu engagement party. It was nice.
We don't know Bronte very well.
Yeah.
Can you, and neither do the people of Australia, can you tell us a little bit about her, why you wanted to marry her?
She's like, oh God, I'm going to get emotional saying this. Stop it.
Oh. Oh, Buzz, now we're all going to get emotional. Shit.
Don't swear, mate.
Sorry.
Oh, you're choking up, Buzz. You've moved away from the microphone. Come on, mate. I mean, I know you're a lovebird second, but you're a radio host first.
So. Stay on mic.
Yeah, stay on mic, mate.
No, she's done a lot. She sacrificed her life to move for me, for my job. No.
This has got me now.
and she's just, she's perfect.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That was more romantic than the actual night, to be honest. That's probably more than I said on the actual engagement.
You know what, bro? They're such beautiful words, but I just wish you weren't wearing those jeans when you said them. You look like a mess. Oh, God. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you, mate. Congratulations,
Bronte.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Hey, I just called you and left a voicemail. You've got my number, so call me baby.
You all right, mate?
Yep. That was a little opener that we made for the last time we did this. It's been a while. So what happens here is I have to call.
You've got a lot of people in your phone.
Yeah. I have to call some of the people in my phone and then I have to read out something, leave a message on their voicemail that you've written for me. You're now writing one. It always makes me nervous because usually they're things that you would never have the guts to say, but yet I have to say.
I need to let you know this first one.
Yeah.
We're starting off pretty wild.
Why? Do you think that's smart?
Yeah. Because then we build? No, we start off wild.
Okay. The first person I'm having to call is Koshi from Sunrise.
Yeah. Would you like to see the message before you just call and I'll show you. I'll just show you the piece of paper as you call.
Okay. He's got a sense of humour, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay, good. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Is it calling?
Ready?
Yep, I'm trying. Hold on. Okay.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Just say it.
I can't.
Just say it real straight. Just real straight.
Okay.
Hi, this is Dave. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Hey, Koshy, it's Carrie here. I just wondered, has Peri Peri sauce got anything to do? It's you making me laugh.
Finish
Stop it.
It.
Now he knows it's a joke.
Finish the sentence. Finish the sentence.
I can't. Christian, you're ruining it. You've ruined this. Christian can't be here for this game.
Okay, sure.
You have to leave. I was doing fine until you started laughing. You've got to go, mate. You're out.
Sorry.
I can't believe you didn't finish the
sentence. Because he knew I was laughing, and then it just ruins the joke.
Would you like to, for the people, would you like to finish the sentence? Or would you like them to call in and guess what the sentence was?
Has Peri Peri sauce got anything to do with my perineum?
Great question. It's got a spicy kick to it, that's for sure.
I don't take blame for that. That's centred firmly with... What?
Nothing. I thought you were nearly...
It's with Christian. Okay.
Hey, what about our politician friend next?
Oh, Clive Palmer.
Yeah, this one's good. This one's very family friendly.
Okay.
I think you're really going to like it.
Okay. This time, no laughing so I can get through it, okay? I'm just entering in the
this
number.
One's just,
okay.
This one's right. Just silly.
Okay. All right.
You ready?
All right. Do you want it's to... calling.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Straight, mate. Did you just hang up on him?
I can't.
You should have said the sentence.
No, because we're live on air. What if he said something?
Well, I don't know. What happens then?
Oh, do I call back?
No, I'm not sure. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
No, do I speak to him?
Yeah, definitely.
But do I have to tell him that we're live on air?
I think so, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll call back.
I'm so nervous.
What if I don't think he knows who I am.
He does.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh, okay. I'll have to tell him we're live on air.
What? Hi, could you please leave a message?
Hey, Clive. It's Carrie Bickmore calling. I'm thinking of calling my kid Clive if it's a boy and Palmer if it's a girl. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
That's what you told me
I know.
Say.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you for just because you didn't ask him.
No, but you forget to write the bit at the bottom. Please call me back.
Yeah, no.
The whole point is we got
to
get.
No, that one I didn't want him to call you back. I just wanted you to tell him I'm calling him. Clive, it's a boy. Barbara, it's a girl. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, last one.
Last one.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm writing this one in. Okay, I'm now calling Grant Denyer.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Show me. You ready to go?
Sonda loves it.
Okay. Is that last digit there, the second last digit there? Oh, I can't read it out. Can I? Just want to check that I've got it right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's calling now. Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to show you.
Show me. Show me. I need to prepare. I'm not reading that. I'm actually
Why not?
Because that's I'm not reading that.
Why not?
I'm not.
Just read it.
I'm not reading it.
You can say if people don't get it, they don't get it. If they get it, they shouldn't.
Hi, this is Grant. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
We'll
send a text.
Hey Grant.
Oh, oh mate!
I cannot read that. That's where the line is drawn. I'm not reading that. I've read everything you've ever made me read. I am not reading that. I asked Koshy if Peri Peri has to do with my perineum. I'm not reading that. You tell the good people what you wanted me to read.
Our producer Sonda is the boss of the show. She can work out with
it. I don't know how Sonda thinks that's okay.
Because you either get it or you don't.
Yeah, you get it or you
yeah,
don't.
But if you get it, it's not okay for me to ask Grant Denyer that.
Hey, can we call Grant back and Sonda can leave it there?
Tell the people what you were going to make me say.
It's really simple.
Yeah.
Hey, Grant, I've got two girls, but I can't find a...
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Dean Lewis.
Woo!
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the cupboard.
Thanks for, yeah, this is, it's small. It is legit.
Yes, it is exactly as it states.
I mean, it's small for a, it's small for a studio. It's actually quite big for a cupboard.
This would be like a, is it like a walk-in
cupboard? A walk-in robe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Completely.
You should change the name to the walk-in cupboard.
Something amazing just happened. So you've had a few massive songs. You're into now the hundreds of millions of streams online. Be All Right's just gone number one. You knocked off Drake here in Australia.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But as you were walking into the building, Marietta, who works with us, just gave you a hug. You recognised each other because you worked together when you were a sound recordist for the Today Show. And you played, she goes, the last time I saw you play music was in the crew band for Channel 9, in her own words, in a shitty old pub.
Yeah.
And it was, she said you were great, but she said it was awful.
Yeah, you know what? It was, you know, it was the first time I played, it was the first gig I ever played, and we practiced, and the guys were great, but it was like, I looked out into the crowd, and it was like, I knew that I sucked. Like, I knew, I saw the disappointment from everyone looking back at me. I'm not even kidding. And I went back, and that's when I was like, oh, God. Either I quit or learn how to write songs. Do you know what I mean?
How long ago was that?
Oh, that would have been like probably six years ago.
Gosh, that's not far to go from should I quit to knocking off Drake.
That's true. Yeah. But I always think, does Drake even, do you reckon he even knows that Australia is like a, has he come here?
He has.
We went and saw his show. Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Sweet.
Yeah. And he actually said in between songs, yo, you got to wait for this new kid that I saw in the Channel 9 crew band. It's coming up.
Drake,
he's going to be massive.
Man, he wouldn't even looked at that place. Sorry, it was this tiny little kind of, you know, terrible. It's like that cliche movie thing. You just kind of terrible little dingy place.
Anyone else from the crew band kicked on?
I think some of them were doing some music and stuff like that, but I'm not too sure because I stopped doing sound because I kind of, that was at the point I was like, after maybe a couple of months, I was like, I'm going to focus on trying to do music. So I kind of stopped working as much.
What Drake wouldn't do, and that is post a pic with his dad when he went number one. That picture of you two is the cutest thing ever. You've just gone straight into women's hearts all over Australia. It was so
That's
sweet.
Great. Yeah. My dad, he's my biggest supporter, and he sort of starting to live his dream, and he messages me every day about numbers, but he also is very full on. Like he was on
YouTube. About numbers, like
just say stream numbers or you. Like,
Dad!
Yeah, and he was also on YouTube about a year ago, replying to trolls. Like he'd kind of like, aliases. I think we talked about this, and he just kind of replied to them. Yeah, and be like, you know, that's not true, and he'd be like, not Tommy. You were saying like not Dean's son. Like
that's what his username. He would make up names, so it wouldn't look like. Yes, wouldn't look like it was Dean's dad.
Yeah. So you know how Britney had a mumager, her mum is a manager, you've almost got a dadager.
Troll slayer.
The troll slayer. But I think, it's great, but I don't know how it'd be actually working with your dad. I don't know how they did that. Britney actually, her mother was her manager.
Apparently. Well, that hasn't really ended that well for Britney.
Maybe that's a sign.
I can't wait till your shaved head breakdown moment.
Oh, man,
with no undies on getting out of a car.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be pretty, in deep, hey, like success and craziness to do that.
Well, you don't have to be, but nobody notices otherwise.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
you
true.
Just
no
blend
one cares.
In. No one cares.
Exactly.
No one cares.
Exactly.
Should we hear your amazing work? Taken you 6 years of working on to be number one? We want to hear it. We want to hear it in all its glory.
Mm. Okay. It is the biggest song in the country right now. The other day I may have flicked around and you were on three radio stations at once.
That's awesome.
So if you flick around, you will hear it on another station, but nowhere will it be live right
that's
now.
True. That's true.
In Carrie and Tommy Cupboard, Dean Lewis and Be All Right.
And my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away, but let her go, and it'll be okay, cause it's gonna hurt for a bit of time. So bottoms up, let's forget tonight. You'll find another and you'll be just fine. Let her go.
Now you two have got history because I've heard about you long before I've met you because Tommy spent a bit of time with you a couple of weeks ago and ever since it's been going, oh, Dean this, Dean that, Dean this, Dean that. How did you guys meet?
We met, we shot a video for car
sales. In a car.
We, to be honest, I thought there was condition. Like Dean was, his flight got in late, and amazing. I thought you were going to cancel the shoot because you came straight from flying from LA. You landed and you came straight to do the shoot. And I know if that was me in that situation, I was thinking, oh, this bloke's going to
be drunk for sure.
I'd be drunk. First thing, I'd be drunk. Yeah. And I thought this bloke would be in a filthy mood because he's got straight off a plane. This is the last thing he wants to do. And it was the best value of all time. And is it getting weird? Am I getting weird?
Well, no. I mean, it is quite comical for me to be on the other side of this because a few months ago I went on a holiday to Hawaii and I met a family, briefly met them and wished we'd exchanged numbers.
Yeah.
And Tommy managed to track them down and got the woman on the phone and then left the room and said, now become friends, and left us to become friends. In fact, I think we've got a little bit of that audio here.
Yeah. I'm going to give you guys 1 minute together. Let's just pretend. let's just pretend no one else is here. Buzz, you've got a timer.
I do,
if you wouldn't mind starting the timer out, you have 1 minute to work out whether you would like to be friends or not.
Oh,
Jess, Carrie, Carrie, Jess, go for it.
Can you just come back into the conversation? This is weird. I don't know what to say.
Oh, this is painful to listen to.
And that was very painful.
And then that was it, you guys. Did you become friends?
No, we've exchanged numbers.
Oh, you have?
We're mates now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good place to start, but it did humiliate me.
Right.
So I think it's time that the tables are turned. I know you guys have been DMing each other, but you don't have each other's numbers yet. So what I thought is I might step outside and give you a minute, and perhaps, Tommy, you can beg for Dean's friendship like you made me on national radio.
Yeah, but we don't get awkward like you.
Okay. Go for it, then. Tell Dean how you feel.
1 minute timer here as well. This might sound familiar.
Yeah, but this will be fine. Dean, I really loved hanging out with you the other day.
It was a great day.
It wasn't a great day.
It was beautiful weather as well. I really enjoyed the weather.
Yeah, so as long as the weather's
fun
good.
Chat. Is that what you talk about when you start texting each other?
Should we take a leaf out of your book and just go silent? So as long as the weather's good, I'd love to be mates with you.
Mate, let's hang out. I mean, we've been DMing, but when you become a mate, you got it's a message thing. You don't Instagram, you got to text.
So can I have your phone number?
Yeah, man, here it is. Yeah. Flick it in here.
Well, DM me your phone. DM me your phone number. And then we'll take the next
step. Absolutely. It's perfect. Perfect situation.
Carrie, that's how you do friendship.
Hey, mate, the minute's not up.
20 seconds.
We can talk. You've got to come. You've got to come to the show.
Okay.
And there's going to be a few now. So tell me which date you want to come.
I feel like we should do an overseas trip together.
Right. That's moving very quickly.
That's how I do it.
You move really quickly. Yeah. So just the two of us?
Yeah. I feel like we'll line it up with somewhere where you're going to be doing a show.
That's great.
And I'll come in and drop in and do a one-night special.
Well, I'm going to London 5 days. So take some time off.
I got 4 days off in the middle of September.
I hate to break up the friendship. That was a minute, though, so well done, boys.
God, you guys are going to be BFFs for life.
It's just nice to have a new mate. It's hard to make mates as an adult.
No, the difference between what I just did to you, what you need to know, Dean, is he originally actually told me that they tried to get hold of the woman and the woman said she didn't want to be my friend.
Are you joking?
No. So I had 24 hours of thinking she said that before. So that's why this was far less awkward than my conversation.
I can't believe she said that.
She didn't. He made it up.
Oh, you made it up.
He made it up.
Oh, that's what I mean. Sorry.
These are the type of things your new fun friend does.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. just destroying confidence.
That's good. We've made a new friendship out of this. We've had a number one singer on our show. Anything else we need to cover off before we head out?
The album is going to be out.
Early next year, I think. Just kind of working on it. It's the thing is that when a song starts connecting well with people, it sort of pushes everything back a little bit, which is great. But I think it's like early next year, I think we're looking at. So, but it's almost done.
Congratulations on everything. Be All Right is going to continue to smash it around the country.
And remember us when you're like Ed Sheeran status and selling out.
He's not going to forget me. We're friends.
Friends. I might be lost in, you know,
I'll never forget you either.
No, okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. A little more of the best bits.
Right now, because I've been telling you all show that I spoke to my favourite Bickmore. And you haven't heard it. Australia hasn't heard the call, but, you know, we recorded it, obviously, and here it is.
Hi.
Hey, Ollie, how are you?
Good.
That's good. Hey, Carrie's not here, but I wanted to talk to you because I don't know if you saw this story. Will Smith's daughter has come out and said it's absolutely terrible to grow up with famous parents. And I thought, who do I know that has a very famous parent? And I thought of you, Ollie.
Okay.
And I wanted to know is it absolutely terrible to grow up with a famous mum?
Yeah.
Is it? How come it's terrible growing up with a famous mum?
Oh, I didn't say terrible. I said great.
Oh, sorry, buddy. I misheard. Is there ever paparazzi that take photos of you? Carrie gets papped all the time.
Yeah, at the front of our house. I'm so annoyed because we're late for stuff.
Oh, because she's trying to avoid them?
Yeah.
I can imagine one of the best things would be that you wouldn't have to do any chores, right, if you had a famous mum. Carrie wouldn't make you do any chores, would she?
Oh, yeah, she doesn't make him do lots of them.
Oh, what do you have to do?
Dishwasher, hang up the washing, fold the washing, do the washing and other stuff.
Does she think she doesn't have to do any of that stuff just because she's famous?
Well, she does it normally when I'm at home, but sometimes when I'm, like, unpacking the shopping and stuff, she just sits on her computer.
Oh, what's she looking at?
No, Facebook or Twitter or something.
Oh. Hey, do you want to be famous, Ollie?
Yes.
Well, you could take over the radio show. Ollie and Tommy's got a pretty good ring to it.
I want to be a cricket player.
Do ya? Are you a batter or a bowler?
Wicketkeeper.
Oh, okay. Are you handy with the bat as well?
Yeah.
Okay, this is good. You've got to cover all your bases. Will Smith's kid, Willow Smith, she released her first single when she was 10. You're 10, aren't you, Ollie?
Yeah.
You need to put out a single if you want to get famous.
No, I don't.
Can you sing?
Yes.
This is good.
Opera. Do you want me to sing some opera?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we're playing any op on the station at the moment, so we might have found a real niche in the market. This could be perfect. Have you given yourself a cool opera name?
No, because I don't want to be an opera singer. I just like opera.
Okay, but if it can get you famous, we'll do it, right?
Yeah.
Do you need a manager?
Yes.
Can I be your manager?
Sure.
I'm going to take 20% of all profits, though.
No, okay, you can't be my manager.
Okay, no, that's not how the negotiations work. You give me a number back and then we'll make a deal. So you don't want 20. What number percentage can I have?
10.
15.
No, 10.
12.
5.
5? 5? You can't. Oh, 10. Okay, 10. Let's make 10 a deal.
Okay.
Okay, we're locked in. Good, Ollie. I'll let you go, but just to be completely clear, it's not horrible having Carrie as a mum.
Well, it's medium.
It's medium. Hey, have a ripper, Ollie. Take care.
Okay, I'm playing cricket tonight.
Oh, are you? Is it a one day or a two dayer?
It's an afternooner.
But do you guys bat and bowl, or do you just...
We bat.
Oh, yeah, you bat and bowl. Okay, so you'll have a result by tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you win, I'm taking 10% of that orange slice.
Okay.
Deal. Thanks, Ollie. Have a great game, mate.
Okay, bye.
What a legend.
Oh, I love that kid. Oh, he's so
isn't
cute.
He the I'll
take
best?
That. I'll take our medium. It's medium having me as a mum. I mean, it could be worse.
I mean, the good news is he's going to be famous and I'm going to make a fortune off him. So, great.
Not 5% though.
No, I know. It's a hard bargainer.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with something for everyone. With Priceline, there's a huge range of gifts for everyone. Head in-store or go online to pick the perfect gift this Christmas.